You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. We begin the weekly roundup with news from Silicon Valley. Elon Musk said on Thursday he has found a new chief executive for Twitter, but did not name the person, while the Wall Street Journal reported that Comcast NBC Universal executive Linda Yaccarino was in talks for the job. Musk said in a tweet, "Excited to announce that I've hired a new CEO for ex-Twitter. She will be starting in 6 weeks." Musk said he will transition to the role of Chief Technology Officer of the social media platform within the next few weeks. Musk, who took over as CEO of Twitter when he completed his $44 billion purchase of the company in October, said in December that he would step aside as CEO once he found someone foolish enough to take the job. He said that he would then run Twitter's software and server terms. The WSG cited people familiar with the situation in saying that Yaccarino was in talks for the top post. Moving on, the National Company Law Tribunal on Wednesday admitted GoFirst's voluntary plea to initiate the insolvency resolution process against the airline. A two-member bench comprising President Justice Ramalingam Sudhakar and Ellen Gupta also appointed Abhilash Lal as interim resolution professional to run the debt-ridden company. It also put the company under the protection of a moratorium and directed the suspended board of directors to assist the IRP to run the company during insolvency proceedings. Besides, NCLT also ordered to keep the company as a going concern and ensure that no employees are retrenched. On May 4th, the NCLT reserved its order after hearing the Vadia Group-owned carrier and its aircraft lessors, who have opposed the petition seeking interim protection. GoFirst, which has been flying for more than 17 years, topped flights on May 3rd amid a financial crunch caused by the grounding of more than half of its fleet due to the non-availability of Pratt & Whitney engines. With liabilities worth ₹11,463 crore, the airline has sought voluntary insolvency resolution proceedings as well as an interim moratorium on its financial obligations. Now some key policy news. The ambit of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 is being cast wider as the government has resorted to the stringent law to clamp down on shell companies and prepare itself for the compliance review by the Financial Action Task Force in November. After chartered and cost accountants and company secretaries, the government has now included directors of companies, partners of firms, trustees of express trusts, as well as nominee shareholders as reporting entities under the Act. Even persons arranging these officials for another person will be reporting entities according to the notification issued by the Finance Ministry late Tuesday. The immediate trigger for the move, which greatly increases these professionals' compliance burden and even exposes them to the possibility of being prosecuted under PMLA for any lapses, is believed to be the revelation that several shell companies acted as cover for the recently banned Chinese apps and these were assisted by professionals. Meanwhile, betting big on the potential of green technologies and an unwavering political will to transform and multiply India's mobility and energy infrastructure, Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari on Tuesday said the country could become the world's largest automobile market in the next 5 years, with a likely rapid proliferation of electric cars and vehicles run on flex-fuel engines. India pipped Japan to become the third largest automobile market after China and the US in 2022 with sales of 4.25 million vehicles. Speaking after giving away the FECFO awards, the minister said the use of the right inputs, proven technologies, and innovative financing models like the one pioneered for the Mumbai-Pune Expressway over two decades ago will at once help reduce costs and improve the quality and durability of infrastructure. And finally, we leave you with this big TX update. The government has asked the industry to get ready for the carbon tax that the European Union has said it will impose on the import of products with carbon emissions higher than the prescribed threshold. However, it said efforts will be made for legitimate waiver from this tax for sections of the industry. While the tax will be imposed by the EU on imports from January 1, 2026, New Delhi will engage with the 27-country group to make the transition as smooth as possible, a senior official said Tuesday. The government sees carbon tax as a trade issue and not an environmental issue. It has raised objections to it at the World Trade Organization also, But the industry has to be ready for the new regime so that exports can continue unhindered. The official, who did not wish to be identified, said on Tuesday. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.